Governor Sarah Palin is keeping a low profile after announcing Friday she is resigning. On her Twitter account, Palin says she is fishing with her family in western Alaska. Palin's sudden decision has fueled speculation about motives. The FBI took the unusual step this weekend in announcing it was not investigating Palin. The last few days have been busy for Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell. He will replace her in office in less than 3 weeks and is now putting together an administration for the next year and a half that he will serve. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
No one, especially Sean Parnell, expects any major or immediate changes in the state government when Governor Palin leaves office. Parnell said that the two of them have worked together well, primarily focusing on the economy, and he and Palin have the same core values. He says he'll keep their basic philosophy of fiscal conservatism as the focus of his administration.
People are uncertain right now about the economy, about their jobs. I'm going to take steps to ensure that job creation happens, that we have a stable investment climate, and that people can be more certain about their futures. That's going to be my focus.
He says steps need to be taken now that will provide long-term economic stability in Alaska. Although he doesn't have a plan, he's ready to take a longer view, starting with his first budget and making changes that'll have an effect 10 or 20 years from now. Parnell says he learned as a legislator how to prioritize public services and live within the state's means, and that during a time that oil was selling at only $9 a barrel.
I think as long as we can focus on how rich Alaska is with our resources and our people, I think anything's possible. Oil is certainly not at all-time lows at this point. We are blessed with significant savings. You know, that's what I want to do is manage that savings well across the years ahead to a natural gas pipeline and to other industries.
Parnell's 8-year legislative career began in 1992 when he was elected to the House of Representatives. He ended as co-chairman of the Finance Committee as a member of the Senate. He says he knows the workings of the relationship between the legislative and executive branches, and he began his preparation to become governor by putting in calls to legislative leaders, pledging to work with them.
I clearly understand the legislature's role in the appropriation and policymaking setting. I also clearly understand that the executive has a role there in terms of implementation, and it requires the branches of government to work co-equally. But also to work with dignity and respect towards each other. I'm pledging to legislators that I will treat them with dignity and respect, that I will listen to them. And I think I've demonstrated that in the past, working as part of the Palin-Parnell administration.
Parnell says he has no plans to change any cabinet-level officials at this time, although he has not met with all the commissioners because of the Independence Day holiday. However, he says he asked Mike Nysick to remain as chief of staff, and Nysick accepted, with Parnell as the 8th governor he's worked for. Parnell is comfortable with state government, and he's up to date on the issues facing the state at this time. He takes office at the governor's picnic in Fairbanks on July 26th. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.